It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing?
We're good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic, Dave. Fantastic. Wanted to start with a story here. Talking about Elyria City Council, they're moving forward with a plan, moving forward with a consulting contract, I should say, despite a couple of concerns about this. Lena Yost had the story in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, what are the details with this?
So this is a $36,000 consulting contract between the Elyria Community Development Corporation and Joel Ratner Community Partnerships, LLC. Now, it's a six-month contract. The money comes from a grant from the Nord Family Foundation, and the city's looking to extend that for a couple months. There's a lot that still needs to be done on this contract. There's some concerns by city council about why the paperwork, for nonprofit status and a board of directors already hadn't been filed. To change the CDC, as it's been known, the Community Development Corporation, into something formally called the Elyria Community Partnership. And Mayor Whitfield, Mayor Frank Whitfield, said that he could have filed the paperwork, but kind of wanted the community to be a little more active and engaged in the process of building this Community Development Corporation. It's going to focus a lot on downtown redevelopment, setting up events, setting up projects that are going to better the city. The city also has a separate community improvement corporation that's kind of more like operates like a land bank. It's an independent entity, and basically, if you want to come in and rehabilitate a business, the city might be able to give you some money, to help you do that. So again, there were some questions about why things haven't moved as fast as maybe city council, the community want, and the mayor said he's taking it kind of a step at a time. So there were concerns again. Council President Vic Stewart basically said he was concerned about spending $36,000 on this contract. When you're redeveloping, kind of the way the city operates, the way the city works, he just wants to be cautious and kind of hold people accountable for their actions and for their behavior. And it's hard to develop kind of like one aim. A lot of people have told us over here at the Chronicle-Telegram that they'd like to see more things happening downtown Elyria. Some businesses have moved out. Some businesses have moved in. There have been fires, as I think we've covered in the past. And so there's things happening in Elyria, but they're just kind of happening at a slower pace than some people want.
Well, and if you see the comments on, Facebook, Twitter, any social media outlet, really, you'll see those comments with anything Elyria related, kind of those cries for improvement or changes to the downtown area specifically. So we'll certainly see where this goes. Like you said there, Dave, a lot of people wanting a lot of different things and changes and renovations here in Elyria. So we'll see how this all sort of shakes out with city council and this consulting contract here. So a second story, or stories, I guess, wanted to talk with you about this morning, Dave, regarding COVID-19 cases on the rise for the third week here in Lorain County. First and foremost, Dave, is this something to be pretty concerned over?
Well, we're back in triple digits for the number of COVID-19 cases that are believed to be active in Lorain County right now. Lorain County Public Health gives weekly updates now, and now there are 102 cases presumed active in the county. At the previous update, there were only 39. So it's as you said, it's the third consecutive week that the number has risen, and now in triple digits. These estimates are calculated by determining how many confirmed COVID-19 patients there are within 10 days of their symptoms starting, or with 10 days of a positive test. So we're looking at estimates. And there are folks who might have been exposed to a confirmed case. And we're kind of going back a little bit to the beginning of how this all started back in March of 2020. Right now there's none of what's called the Delta variant of the virus, which is more communicable. It's a little more active. It might be a little deadlier. And basically the solution to this is get vaccinated. If you're in public around people and you don't know if they're vaccinated or not, wear a mask. And that kind of feeds into, as you were saying, some of the recommendations that are now coming out of the United States Centers for Disease Control. which you'll read about in in this morning's Chronicle Telegram or ChronicleT.com, they're recommending masks inside high transmission areas. If there are a lot of cases in your area, you're being encouraged again to wear masks if you're out in public. Also, the Ohio Department of Education and state officials are saying that masks will be required on school buses this fall. I know that there are some schools in the area that are also trying to require masks for any students who don't have the option to return virtually and have to return in person. So there are some there are some precautions that still need to be taken until everybody gets vaccinated.
And Dave, we talk about this off air just about every week, but I gotta imagine the pushback that would come, in an area where masks may be required, whether that's, like you said, on the school bus or just overall in an area with high transmission. I gotta imagine, especially from parents, right, there will be some pushback in areas where masks are mandated.
Certainly, and there are still, a variety of views on this topic. Basically, state and federal officials are saying that the best way to defeat this virus is go out, and if you can, get your vaccine. If you can't, unfortunately, for some reason you're allergic to some of the, some of what's in the vaccine, or you've had problems accepting vaccines in the past for medical purposes, certainly, talk to your doctor, listen to your doctor's advice, listen to the experts. Again, not somebody, not one of your neighbors on Facebook, unless they are actually a doctor. it's best probably to listen to the experts, and that's obviously what the experts will say. And I know that there are certain people, that I know who are fully vaccinated but still wear their masks. And there are people that I know who are fully vaccinated and they've chosen not to wear masks. They are probably safe, as many, again, state and federal and medical officials have said. You're probably safe from the variants if you've been vaccinated. But for whatever reason, if you can't get vaccinated or you choose not to do so, you should probably start considering, wearing those masks when you're out in public again until we can get everybody we can possibly get to get vaccinated.
Well, listening to experts in any field is typically a good rule of thumb to follow, whether it's a pandemic or diseases or whatever you're talking about. Always listening to experts, something advisable for sure. So Dave O'Brien, our guest here this morning on The Local Beat. Again, he's Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. The Local Beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, what are you and your colleagues working on in the Chronicle-Telegram this week? I know you said in this morning's paper you'll see some COVID-19 related material, but what else could we find in there?
Well, as you said, we'll see that COVID-19 continuing coverage, as well as I have a story about a crime story from Sheffield Village. There's been an indictment in an alleged murder, I should say, that happened there back in June, as well as some union negotiations going on over at the Lorain County Community Action Agency between management and the union over there. You'll see that there's some back and forth, some controversy in that. In that realm, and I'll have a story on that. And then everything else that you want to find in your local news, you can find in the Chronicle-Telegram this morning or at ChronicleT.com.
Well, you heard the man, the Chronicle-Telegram or ChronicleT.com for the digital e-edition, the two spots to go there to get the latest from around Lorain County from Dave and his colleagues there at the Chronicle. Dave, we can wrap things up as we do each and every week here on The Local Beat. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, this one, again, comes from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, @NEO_scan. Dateline Euclid, theft at the Save-A-Lot at 27591 Euclid. A shoplifter left westbound after stealing $300 worth of meat that he put in a suitcase.
That's some beefy business right there, and he was saving even more by just walking out with it. You already save a lot when you go there. Apparently, that was not enough for that gentleman. So, entertaining scanner story as always, Dave. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the insight into what you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram are working on this week. Dave O'Brien, again, was our guest this morning on The Local Beat from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, thank you for your time. Look forward to catching up some more next week, man.
Thanks, Rocco, and we'll talk to you later.